Well, we're in Irvine, Alberta with Craig Beauchamp and play-by-play voice of the Swift Current Broncos. Craig, a few thoughts here. Young guy from Whitehorse, so you find yourself in Swift Current this season. Tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are now.
I think that term young is used a bit loosely, but it's been a bit of a winding road to get to the Western Hockey League. Obviously, I kind of work your way up. And my first ever media job was as a newspaper reporter in North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Did that for about 9 months, and then was lucky enough to become close friends with a guy who was doing the play-by-play for the radio station in North Battleford, and he told me he was leaving at the end of that season, basically as soon as I got there. So sure enough, he ended up leaving. He recommended that the station hire me, and they did, and was there in Battleford for 1 year, and then went to the BCHL with the Powell River Kings for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then then jumped on with the Penticton Vs for 2 years, thanks to Fraser Rogers, who stepped down and then again recommended me to Fred Arvinson, the head coach there. So Penticton for 2 years was an unbelievable experience. All my coworkers there were amazing. Fans were awesome. Facilities are great. Town's great. Everything about the Okanagan is incredible. So had always had my sights set on getting to the Western Hockey League at some point, and was lucky enough that an opportunity here in Swift Current came up. And it was a long, long process to get the job. I think from the time I first heard about it to when I actually got the job offer was about 9 weeks. So it was a long wait and a long, stressful wait, but really glad it worked out in the end, and have been here for about 2 months now, and it's been awesome so far.
North Battleford, Saskatchewan, that means that you know a little bit about Prairie Winters. Tell me a little bit about life on the road and your role. It's pretty important to have your A game pretty much every night out.
Yeah, you kind of just want to lay low. I guess you want to stay out of the way of the players and the coaches and make sure you're not a hindrance to anybody. So kind of just, make your comments here and there and try and get along with everyone and make sure you're a good member of the team and people enjoy having you around, which I think is super important. So, traveling around is fun. The road trips are one of the more fun parts about the job, I think, just kind of getting on the road and seeing all the different rinks and, that time on the bus and in the hotels and post-game meals, and kind of get a chance to sit down and talk to, your coworkers, I guess you could say. So those are some of the more fun parts about the job. And obviously the broadcasting is a ton of fun as well, and something I've wanted to do since I was probably maybe 14 or 15 years old, and I'm lucky enough to be entering my fifth year of doing this now. So just kind of working my way up, and hopefully it just keeps going for as long as I'm able to do it.
And that gig in Powell River, pretty significant travel there. That's boats and buses, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we had about 27 nights in hotels that year, just because with Powell River being where it is, you have to take a ferry, at least one, for every single road game. So there was a lot of 3-game road trips, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back and that kind of thing, and then home for a few and on the road for a few. So yeah, you'd leave Friday, stay in hotels Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday afternoon game, those 2 o'clock Sunday games all the time, so you can catch the ferry back. And I think one of the worst things about that was after game 7, the second round, lost in double overtime in Victoria. And then our ferry got delayed the next morning because of high wind, so we had to stick around for about 6 hours when everyone just wanted to get home and then forget about hockey for a little while. So, but it was awesome. I mean, being a guy from up north in the Yukon, getting a chance to go on the ferries all the time and see all those Sunday afternoon sunsets on the way back to Powell River was pretty special. So a great year there as well. What a beautiful city. Powell River, I think, it's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. So love my time there as well, and was a great year full of a lot of great memories.
And Penticton, again, a storied franchise, a storied hockey city, and an opportunity to work in a pretty new modern building.
Yeah, the SOEC is obviously, I think, in my eyes, the premier junior A facility in the entire country. Was only 8 or 9 years old when I got there, and such an incredible fan base there too. They put over 3,000 people in the seats every single night for a junior A team that's pretty much unheard of. So a chance to work there and then work under a guy in Fred Arvinson, who's so well respected in the hockey world. Learned a lot in 2 years. You kind of fill a lot of different roles working junior A. It's one job title, but you do a lot of different things, so it helps you learn a ton. And the experience I gained working there in Penticton was invaluable to me, making myself a better employee, making myself a better broadcaster, and all those sorts of things. So and like I said before, my coworkers were amazing, every single one of them. Was one of the harder things about leaving Penticton was just the people I met there and the friendships that I made with those people. So was an amazing 2 years. Unfortunately, didn't have the championship success that the team has seen so often before I got there. But had some great teams, met some incredible players and guys who had lots of NHL ties with their families. So two unreal years, and really thankful that they gave me the opportunity back in 2017.
At some point this year, I guess you're going to cross paths with Fraser, again, a guy who... that nomadic lifestyle, as and married and started a family up in Prince George, and has got a couple of years in the Western Hockey League under his belt. Some thoughts on what it's going to be like when you start to see some familiar faces this season?
Yeah, I owe Fraser a lot. With going to Penticton, he stepped down. He didn't have that Prince George job at the time he stepped down, so he ended up getting that job thanks to Dan O'Connor. And then with Fraser leaving, he basically asked me if I was interested in taking over for him, and it was a no-brainer going to Penticton. It's such a, like you said, a storied franchise, so it was a no-brainer for me. And a little bit of a an interview process, an application process, but he kind of pushed me towards them and then told them that I was probably the the best option to take over. So I owe him a lot, much like Mike Feeney in North Battleford, who did the same thing when I got my first broadcasting job. So Fraser and I keep in contact almost every day. We're texting back and forth, and like you said, he started a family now, and then he's got those long bus trips. He was laughing earlier today. I was texting him, and he's like, "You getting home after road game is so foreign to me, because that never happens in Prince George, right? They're always on the road, much like Powell River for overnight." So, I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I saw him very briefly last year in Penticton when they popped in there on the way down to the U.S. division, so I got a chance to talk to him for about 10 minutes. But, a great friend of mine, and looking forward to seeing him and meeting all the new faces in the Western Hockey League as well.
Last question here. A couple of games under your belt at the Brand Center. A guy my age, it'll always be the Agrodome. But, tonight you're in Irvine, Alberta. And the setup here, a little rustic. A pretty good opportunity to improvise, eh?
Yeah, I think it challenges you a little bit, obviously, with the location of the broadcast stuff in the corner. So, things on the far side of the ice, it's a bit difficult to see sometimes. But then again, I did that every home game in Penticton, and the broadcast booth's up in the corner. So you kind of get used to it a little bit. But I heard they're expecting a lot of people in here tonight, and being such a small facility, obviously, the noise of the crowd kind of carries a lot more. So it makes things exciting. I'm excited to be here in the Western Hockey. I wanted to be here for years, so getting a chance to get here now and do some preseason games, get them under my belt, and a chance to travel to a place like this that, honestly, I probably would have never come to if it wasn't for this job, right? So it's cool to see, like I said, all these different rinks, whether it's Western Hockey League rinks or small-town rinks like this, and hopefully the broadcast goes off without a hitch tonight and there's no issues here in Irvine.
Thanks for doing this, Craig. Boy, best of luck this season.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Ben.